Musa, welcome back to Agent Soulman's podcast. Thank you and love and light to absolutely everybody who participates in the podcast, comments, shares, subscribes, and watches and listens. Thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. I love you all. Traveling and taking risk 7. So, I was continuing on this journey, and it was beautiful and amazing. And while I was in Krabi and traveling around and wandering freely, Bangkok kept calling me. This is what I kept mentioning and saying to those around me: Bangkok's calling, because a lot of people who I networked with when I came to Thailand were calling me to come to meetings, come to events, or come to whatever they are doing in their projects. So I listened, I took this trip, and it was an overnight trip again for 14 hours and went straight back to Bangkok. I got to Bangkok at 6 in the morning. I went straight back to the reggae hostel along Carson Road, and I put my bags down. I saw Karma again, said hi and thank you. And he was like, oh, you came back. And it was cool. We said our hellos and it was nice to see you again. And then I had a shower, got ready, and went straight to Bangkok National Stadium for a football match. I was invited by an ex-professional footballer who now resides in Thailand and a football coach. And in being in the event, it was cool. It was amazing. I stayed with them, I got to watch the football, sat in the director's box, met a lot of scouts and coaches from around the world of top teams and different leagues around the world as well, and networked. And it was cool. I just stayed afterwards once it finished, offered to help out. The guys were like, oh, okay, cool. It's okay, thank you for coming, it's okay, but wow, didn't expect you to offer help. So when they finished clearing up, they was like, what are you doing? I was like, just going with the flow, going with the wind. And they was like, oh, okay, cool, come with us. Jumped with them in their car, they took me back to their 5-star hotel, we chilled, we ate lunch, sat with the players. It was pretty cool, pretty amazing. And met the ex-professional footballer's wife as well and his daughter. Pretty cool, amazing experience. And it was just a beautiful day. We continued and I met a Thai national coach as well. And he was such a cool guy, just like really nice, really helpful. Still friends with all of these people since I've come back. And it was just unexpected, but because I wasn't thinking anything and I was just allowing all the goodness to come in, because I was just enjoying and not overthinking or complicating and watching the small details, just appreciating it all. More and more good came, and then they put me in a suite upstairs. We all chilled in there and we were just having fun and laughs and jokes. And that literally, the day I came back, I had no sleep whatsoever. It was a beautiful, exhilarating experience to feel and to go through all of that and to just experience it. It's just in the midst of enjoying the all of it and just meeting new people and making new friends and just letting it all in instead of blocking it or having fear or overthinking or again overcomplicating my looking at the many details that were there. I just kept it general and enjoyed it. I carried on for that whole day. And then later I went home back to where I was staying, and it was cool. The guys were calling me up, they was asking me to be a part of their project, they asked me to come to their next match. Loads of things happened, and it was just this time Bangkok was so amazing. It was just another level amazing from when I first stepped foot in Bangkok. And being in the place where I stayed with Karma, it was even better. I came back and eventually a bar was downstairs and I was like, okay. And it got to nighttime and live bands were playing, people were singing, the downstairs area was ram full, I was meeting new people. And this is where I met my beautiful soul family from Holland, Tim, Anouk, and Rochelle. And these guys were just so cool. Like, when I mean cool, just so amazing. Tim and Anouk were a couple, and Rochelle, she was on her own, separate, on her own journey. And she's just beautiful person, really beautiful person. Someone that I literally speak to till this day. And we just have such amazing conversations about life, about love, about everything that is imaginable. And she's just a wonderful person. So are Tim and Anouk. And we, our journeys intertwined a lot throughout our travels throughout Thailand, and it was just amazing. And I came back and I also met some Thai people as well. These like Thai people were so cool. I met skateboarders, a skateboarder who skateboards for the actual country Thailand and has been to the States and been to national championships, and he's one of the top three skateboarders in Thailand, and his plan is to go to the 2018 Olympics. Is it Olympics, I believe? Or the next Olympics, sorry. And yeah, it's just beyond measure, beyond thinking to meet all these people. And then I met two Thai guys as well. One who just recently moved to America after we met because of our stories about traveling and being limitless and pushing yourself beyond what you believe and what is seen around you. And now he's living in the States. And the other guy, he's still in Thailand. And we were like a trio, and they were cool. They were studying. They were young. They used to sleep in the temple, in the temple with the monks, and every night they would eat rice and whatever else, and that was their way of living because they couldn't afford to rent an apartment. But they were bigger than their circumstances, and now one's in America and the other one is living like a cool, friendly life in Thailand. And the skateboarders, oh man, there was like about 10 of them, came very close to them. I was always videoing them while they were videoing and doing their tricks and their stunts. And they had the BMX guys and they had the tattoo artists, and they were just such cool people to just chill with and talk with. And I think if you've seen on my Instagram, agent_soulman, where there's these three guys that are speaking in Thai, and they were just cool. If anyone understands Thai will start laughing when they hear that video, because we was all laughing at the end of it and what they said. And it's just exhilarating and even more better, as I said, than the first time of being in Bangkok. And every night going to get a fresh shake of fruit and chilling with these guys and going to the flower markets and the different landmarks around Bangkok and going to meetings and meeting different people in Bangkok. I believe I stayed in Bangkok this time 2.5 weeks. And then on from them, I met some new people that ended up staying in the hostel because it was so live downstairs that more people came. I met a Polish guy named Rob with dreads, and two Filipino ladies called Ada and Francesca. And I met a cool South African guy named Duan. He's such a cool guy. all of these people are so amazing and cool. And I met a young Japanese girl called Mimoto. I used to call her Little Peach because she was really tiny and cute, and she just reminded me of my little sister, and I always wanted to look after her. And we just became very good friends, all of us, and we were chilling and jamming upstairs. And we met a Mexican screenplay company owner, and he was just so cool. He was just traveling the world, telling his stories, and he was telling us his stories, and we was all sharing. And again, I met this guy later. It was just beautiful, joyous, amazing, exhilarating, and I want to carry this on another time. I hope you all have a beautiful day. Peace, love, and happiness. Agent Soul Man.